That's all we can do for you right now. Fight the poison. Fight the poison, okay?
And I could feel myself going. It was really scary. You could hear everything. Well, I lay there and I had doctors milling around me and nurses and orderlies, but I found it so difficult to keep my eyes open. I just couldn't seem to keep my eyes open. I remember shutting them and sighing a sigh of relief and thought, I'll have a break for a few moments and then I'll try again. As I did that, I felt a sensation like a release. The battle to stay alive had finished. I suddenly found myself in a standing upright position, wide awake. I knew I was awake. The trouble was, it was pitch black. And my first thought was, why on earth those doctors can't turn the lights out in here? What kind of hospital is this? As I stood there, wondering how long I'd been asleep for and why the lights were out, I thought, well, don't freak out. Let your eyes accustom to the dark. Maybe you've woken up too quick. So I kept looking, thinking my pupils had dilated. No light, couldn't see a thing. It was pitch black, like a dark room. So, well, okay, there must be some light in here somewhere. So I turned around 360 degrees, checking out to see if there's some light. Couldn't see a thing. As I went out to my right, I couldn't find the wall. I thought, that's weird. Have they moved me? So I started moving back to the left, groping around, looking for my bed. Couldn't find it. I thought, great, you idiot, now you've lost your bed. How on earth did you do that? So as I'm groping around, physically trying to find my bed, the next thought that comes into my mind is that it's so dark in here, you can't seem to see your hand in front of your face. So I brought my hand up to where my face should be, and it seemed to pass straight through, as if there was no physical form there. I thought, that's impossible. You can't miss your head. I went for my physical body, absolutely nothing. I thought, what the heck's going on? It's like I'm out of my physical form. It's like I'm transparent, yet I have the sensation of being a total human being standing here. Ian, who I am, appears to be standing here. What's happened? And as I stood there, I began to sense something on the out to my right looking at me. In front of me, I felt like invisible eyes or something or someone checking me out. The darkness had an evil presence, cold, encroaching evil, pervading the atmosphere. Where am I?
Shut up!
Realizing I could actually be in hell. A radiant beam of light pierced through the darkness above me. As this light touched my face, I felt an awesome presence go through me, and my entire body seemed to lift off the ground and be translated up into this light and radiance. As I'm being drawn up into it, I can see that it's coming from a circular shape opening far above me. I feel like a speck of dust being drawn towards this light. As I'm being drawn up towards it, I thought, is this real? I look back over my shoulder and far beneath me, I could see the darkness. Still not understanding what this light was, I began to move up to the opening, enter it. As I was drawn into the opening, I could now see that it was a tunnel. As I looked along the length of it, I could see the source of the radiance. My first thought is the center of the universe. Look at the light. Look at the power coming from there. As I'm being moved towards it, I watch as a wave of radiance comes up. As this wave of light comes off the source, it touches me and I feel warmth, comfort. All that kind of fear and darkness just seems to go out of me, and I feel a living light flow through me. Shafts of radiance came out from the central core. It was like a white fire. Phenomenal radiance in the central core. From that, I watched this brilliant light piercing out. And I thought, even the stars in the universe, even the constellations must find their energy source from this focal point. What is that light? Is there someone in there surrounded by this radiance? As I questioned that in my own mind, a voice spoke to me from the center of the light. The moment I hear his voice, I recognize it to be the same voice that spoke to me in the ambulance, telling me to the Lord's Prayer and whether I'd forgive. And he said, "Ian, do you wish to return? If you wish to return, you must see in a new light." Words appeared in front of my eyes. God is light, and in him there is no darkness at all. I thought, God is light. Could that possibly be God? And in him there's no darkness at all. I've just come from darkness. Whoever this being is, he is completely separate from darkness. I see no shadow. I see no evil, only pure white radiance. And he knows my name. Could it possibly be God that I'm standing in the presence of, talking to? I thought, if it is, he must be able to see my spirit absolutely naked. He must see everything. I began to pull back. As I began to pull back towards the darkness of the tunnel, I watched a wave of radiance come off him. I expected it to touch me and literally catapult me back into the pit. But as this wave of light emanated forth off him, it moved through me. And all I got was love. The love was causing me to literally blubber. I was actually just bawling my eyes out. And I could feel an acceptance coming. I said, "God, you can't love me. I've cursed you. More love." I said, "Oh, I've committed all kinds of sins. I've slept around and taken drugs. More." As the love kept coming, I then literally divulged what I knew to be the most debauched things in my life. As the light began to open up, I became aware that standing in the center, I began to make out a man's bare feet. Around his ankles were dazzling white robes, garments. Not garments of cloth, but garments of light. As I looked out and saw that, I began to lift my face up to see the chest of the man, and his arms were outstretched with dazzling white robes, as if to welcome me. As I looked, I knew that I was looking at